On this 75th anniversary of the liberation of Auschwitz, it is important to point to the recent rise in violent hate crimes in the United States as evidence that anti-Semitism, among other forms of bigotry, still exists here. However, it is equally important to remember that the most heinous atrocities committed against Jews at Auschwitz were not violations of the law. Rather, they were in full compliance with the policies and directives of the German government. Now, this may seem incomprehensible, but consider how state-sponsored violence aimed at minority groups can seem justified. In the United States, for example, the police have used violence to enforce slavery and Jim Crow segregation laws, to disrupt civil rights protests and arrest peaceful protesters. More recently, the police profession has prioritized law enforcement outputs over community safety outcomes by showing a preference for aggressive tactics that disproportionately harm minority groups. It is conformity, then, rather than deviance, that is the source of this violence.